Naming people is the first thing a parent must do when a baby is born into the world.
当我们成为父母的时候，第一件事我们要为小孩做的事就是啊，要跟他改一个名字。
Please turn to someone next to you and tell your name and what's the meaning of it.
你可以跟你的旁边的人啊介绍你的名字，而且啊说你的名字的意思是什么。啊，对着你旁边的人跟他说你的名字，然后你的名的意思。
Name is important. If you know the meaning.
我们知道我们的名字是很重要的，因为我们的名字都有意思的。
See, my name is Esther. Esther is Esther, Queen Esther in the Bible.
啊，我的名字叫 Esther， 就是啊，在圣经里面的一个名字。
Well done, thank you. See, the Bible is full of names, and when we come to read, we tend to skip over the names because we find it boring.
我们知道在圣经里面有很多的名字。当我们念圣经的时候，我们看到很多名字的时候，我们就念得很我们就没有留意，就念得很快，因为觉得有点无聊啊。
But list of names in the Bible were not boring to the Israelites.
但是对于以色列人来说，这些的名字不是无聊的事。
See, Matthew was a Jew and the writer of his gospel.
马太他就是一个犹太人，他就是写这个马太书。
Matthew started his gospel with a long list of people's names.
马太他写这个马太福音的时候，他开始的时候就写了一大堆的名字。
He wanted to tell his people that the Messiah has finally arrived in the person of Jesus.
他想借着这个这些名字就跟大家说，就是这个以赛亚已经来临了。
Prophet like Isaiah and many others prophesied about the coming of their Messiah.
以前的这些先知，譬如说以赛亚，他都预言到这个弥赛亚会来临。
And Matthew in his gospel, he first showed how those prophecy has been fulfilled.
所以马太福音开始的时候就讲到这些的预言怎么样已经完成了，已经出现了。
The 14th generation in verse 2 to 17 tells us the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
当我们看马太福音开始的时候，就讲到耶稣的十世代，讲到他这个家谱他是从大卫出生的。
So both Mary and Joseph were from the King David'sRoyal line.
这个玛利亚跟约瑟都是从这个大卫王的那个家族出来的。
Matthew introduced the line of Jesus before he told us about how Joseph accepted Jesus as his son.
这里就讲到马太他跟我们分享了耶稣的家谱。
And that he would name his son Jesus.
然后就讲到这个约瑟就是成为耶稣的父亲。
The Advent season we are in is to remind us that over 2,000 years ago, God the King broke into the world through the person of Jesus.
这个圣诞节的时期就是要提醒我们知道在两千年之前神差他独生的儿子来到这个世界，借着耶稣基督的出生。
Point number one, Jesus saves.
第一点呢，就是讲到耶稣的拯救。
The name Jesus is derived from the Hebrew name Yahshua.
这个名字耶稣是从亚伯来文是讲到 Joshua.
English as Joshua, Yahweh saves, meaning to deliver, to rescue.
Joshua 这个名字的意思就是拯救。
Verse 21 said, you are to give the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins.
这21节那里讲到叫他的名字叫耶稣，因为他要救他的人从罪恶救出来。
So Jesus means save.
所以耶稣的意思是讲的，意思是拯救。
The Lord saves. God our Savior. God is salvation.
神是我们的拯救。
Matthew also mentioned the word Messiah 3 times in this passage.
马太福音里这里也讲到了这个字，弥赛亚这个字有三次。
Because it was the word, a Hebrew word for meaning anointed one.
这个弥赛亚的意思是在希伯来文讲到，就是神的拣选的。
Anointed one is referring to a king.
是神拣选的这个王。
Christ is the Greek word for anointed one.
基督这个字就是这个希腊文也是讲到被拣选的。
So Matthew was telling the Jews and everyone in the world that Jesus was the Messiah, the Christ, the King of heavens and the earth.
所以马太福音这里跟犹太人说，而且跟整个世界的人都说到，耶稣他就是神，他就是神差来的独生子。
Who came to the earth to save us.
他来到这个世界上来拯救我们。
Because we can't save ourselves from sin and its consequences.
因为我们没有自己可以拯救自己。
No matter how good we are, we can't eliminate the sinful nature present in all of us. Example, sinful thoughts.
不论我们行多少的善事，做多少的好事，我们都没有办法可以拯救我们自己有罪恶的这个身体。
Only Jesus can do that.
只有主耶稣才可以拯救我们。
He came to be people's savior from the power and penalty of sin.
他来到拯救我们，让我们离开这个罪恶的惩罚。
According to Isaiah 9:6, the child was born, his human nature, and the son was given his divine nature.
这是在以赛亚书9章6节，那不是说到有一个婴孩为我们出生，给他有权柄。
The Holy Son of God could not partake of sinful human nature.
神，因为他是一个圣的神。
His body was miraculously conceived by the Holy Spirit in Mary's womb.
因为他是神，他 不可以有占有我们有罪恶的身体，所以他是借着这个圣灵出生的。
In Jesus there is no sin, 1 John 3:5.
在约翰一书里第一章三节那里都讲到，神是没有罪的。
Jesus knew no sin, 2 Corinthians 3:21.
在哥林多前书里后书里也是讲到，耶稣是没有罪的。
Hallelujah, what a savior we have.
Hallelujah, 我们的神真的那么好。
The angel declared to Joseph that Mary's child was conceived by the Holy Spirit and would be a son.
这个天使对约瑟说，玛利亚是从这个圣灵怀孕的。
Point number two, Emmanuel lives inside of us.
第二点就讲到这个以马内利住在我们里面。
Emmanuel means God with us.
以马内利的意思是讲到神与我们同在。
Jesus would fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah, for he would be Emmanuel, God with us. Isaiah 7:14.
耶稣就讲到他已经完成了神给我们的答应，他的应许，讲到他会住在我们里面。
Jesus was God in the flesh. Thus God was literal among us, with us.
耶稣成为人，住在我们当中。
Through the Holy Spirit, Christ is present today in the life of every believer.
耶稣当时成为人，住在我们当中。今天呢，他就借着圣灵住在我们的心里面。
The virgin birth of Jesus Christ is a basic doctrine of Christian faith.
我们基督教就是相信 神耶稣是从童女玛利亚降生的。
Every baby in a new creation, every baby is a new creation, but Jesus Christ existed from eternity.
每一个婴孩出生都是新的开始，但是其实耶稣是从很久很久以前已经存在的了。
He was not only born, but he came into the world.
他不单只是出生，他来到这个世界上。
The promises of God to us are that he will never leave or forsake us.
神对我们的应许就是他来到这里，他会永远不会离开我们。
God told Moses, Joshua, and many other heroes of the Old Testament that he would be with them.
神在旧约里面答应应许了摩西很多的那些先知说到他不会离开我们。
In the New Testament, Jesus spoke about the same promise. He told his disciples and Paul and all other saints in the New Testament that he will be with them always.
在新约里面，同样耶稣给了我们这个应许。譬如对他的门徒保罗，其他的门徒都说他永远不会离开我们。
He was faithful to his promise through the Holy Spirit.
他借着这个圣灵就完成他的那个应许。
God lives inside of us all the time, and this gives us great hope and strength.
神住在我们的心里面，所以给我们很大的那个力量跟支持。
So as we come to celebrate Christmas,Reflect on these promises that gives us hope.
当我们来庆祝这个圣诞节的时候，我想大家用时间来反省一下，试想一下神他的权柄住在我们里面。
Jesus is both God and human.
耶稣是神，同样也成为人。
The infinite, unlimited God took on the limitation of humanity so that he could live and die for the salvation of all who believe in him.
神本来是一个很大权柄的神，他来到这个世界上成为人，受了很多人的那个这些的限制，让我当这样子呢可以拯救我们。
Jesus can save us from anything.
耶稣可以拯救我们。
He also came to enrich our lives and show us the way to God the Father.
而且给我们带了我们一条新的路，来让我们可以来到神的面前。
The name Jesus is not only beautiful and wonderful, but very powerful.
耶稣这个名字不单只是听起来很好听的名字，而是这个名字是非常有权柄的。
When we call on his name, he wants to manifest his might and his power to us all.
当我们讲这个名字耶稣的时候，他的名字带了很多的权柄。
I want to share with you a testimony about the day I really saw in my own eyes the power of the name Jesus.
我想跟大家分享一个见证，就是我亲眼看到神耶稣他的权柄。
My son Abraham told me one day in 2017 to open the door to his friend Alf when he arrived.
差不多在三年前2017年的时候，我的儿子叫 Abraham， 他跟我说他有个朋友会大概半夜的时候来，他朋友名字叫做 Alf。
There was a knock at the door about 12 a.m. midnight.
当他的凌晨12点的时候，那个门有人敲门。
And as soon as the door was open, Alf ran quickly inside with shaking hands like this.
那个我儿子的朋友叫 Alf， 他就很快的进入我的家里面，然后他就在发抖。
And he told me.That there were demons chasing him.
他跟我说有魔鬼追他。
A week earlier, Alf tried to commit suicide, but his church prayers uplifted him, and he didn't go through with the commit suicide.
那么一个星期之前 ，Alf 曾经要自杀，但是教会的人帮助他，他就没有自杀。
Now he was standing at the door of my house. with shaking hands like this.
然后他现在就站在我的门口，一直在这样子发抖。
So I made him sit on the chair.
所以我就叫他进来坐下来。
And I put my arms around him and I called out, Jesus, 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 help.
然后我就拥抱着他，紧紧地拥抱着他，然后我叫耶稣，耶稣，耶稣。
Yes, I was holding him tight and calling on the powerful name of Jesus.
我就紧紧地拥抱着他，然后叫耶稣这个名字。
Then he screamed so loud, and you know his tongue was hanging out about 1 foot long.
他就大声地尖叫，然后他的舌头都差不多有一英尺长的这样子出来。
His loud scream woke my son Abraham.
他这样子的尖叫的时候，我的儿子就醒来了。
So he came and saw and said, Mom, what are you doing? His tongue was hanging out.
他就看到，哇，怎么事了？看到他朋友那个舌头这样子掉下出来，那么长，然后问我，母亲，你干什么？
My son took him to lie down, and we prayed for him.
然后我儿子就叫他朋友叫他睡下来，躺下来，然后就为他祷告。
When we talked to Alpha in the morning, we realized that he did not know that he was screaming.
当早上的时候，我们跟Alf跟他谈话的时候，他都不知道他曾经晚上这样子的尖叫。It
was the devil. The devil was screaming, not him.
其实是那魔鬼在他里面在尖叫，不是他叫。And
the Lord spoke to my heart that I was holding the demon inside so tight inside him. And calling his powerful name, and that's why the demon was screaming. He was burning inside.
然后呢，神对我跟我说，其实那天昨天的晚上你这样子那么紧紧的抱着他，其实这个魔鬼在他里面，所以呢，魔鬼就大声的叫出来了。The
Lord told me I shouldn't even hold him like that. I should have cast him out. From him.
然后主就跟我说，我不应该这样紧紧地抱着他，我应该把这个鬼赶出去。I
said to the Lord, I'm sorry, I never know how to do this sort of thing, but I ask him to give me another opportunity to do it right.
所以我就跟神说，对不起，我都不晓得怎么样做这些事情，给我多一次的机会，这次我就做对了。And
I did. The following Sunday, when Alf came to see me again, and he said, he called me, Mom, I can still feel something inside. Can you just cast it out?
然后在下过了一个星期，那个星期天，这个Alf再来的Esther的家里，他叫他是母亲，他说，母亲啊，我觉得我里面还有些东西在我里面，你可以不可以赶走这些东西？
So I asked him to sit on the chair. His friends with my son, they came around him.
我就叫他坐下来，然后叫我的儿子跟他所有的朋友都围着他。
This is after the Equipus Church. So they come around standing next to him, and then I spoke the word of Jesus in the Bible.
因为他们是聚会完了，所以都来到我的家，然后当时我就把神的话讲出来。
So I was looking to the devil and I said, In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out and go back to your pit right now.
然后呢，我就对着这个魔鬼说，我借着神的名赶走你，你回去你的地方吧。Suddenly
there was a bang.
然后讲完之后呢，就有这个boom一声。And
something broke out and left the house.
有一个boom一声，就有一个东西离开了这个家。Alf
and his friends, my son, they fell back about 4 feet from where I was standing.
Alf 跟他的朋友，他们都跌下来了。They
saw the power of the name of Jesus that day.
那天晚上，他们真的看到神的权柄。
They said to me, They saw this kind of powerful deliverance on the TV, but now they witness in their own eyes the power of the name Jesus.
他们对我说，他们曾经看到这些事情，在电视上看到，但是现在他们亲眼、亲身的可以经历到神的大能。
Jesus is not just the name, it's more. He came to the world to deliver, to heal, to bind our wounds, and to restore our hopes.
耶稣这个不是单指一个名字，他来到这个世界上是来拯救我们，来给我们带给我们有这个有平安，有这个希望。
My message to you today is to use that powerful name of Jesus.
今天我给大家分享这个信息，我想大家是用着这个神的这个权柄。
See, Jesus broke into this world so he can break into your life.
耶稣来到这个世界上，因为他要进到你的生命里面。
But what are the things in your life that you want Jesus to break?
在你生命有什么事情你要耶稣把它们分开呢？
What problems you still have today?
今天你还有什么的事情，有什么的问题，你要耶稣解决呢？
Jesus can break into your pain.
耶稣可以帮助你，让你不要再受苦痛苦。
Jesus can break into your stubborn heart.
他可以去到你的心里面。
He can break into your angry heart.
如果你的心里面有这个不安心的事，神会可以帮助你。
He can break into your unforgiving heart.
如果你没有去有人得罪你，你没有去饶恕人的话，神也会帮助你。
All you have to do is call because He saves.
你只需要求神，他就可以帮助你解决你一切的问题。
There is power in the name of Jesus.
因为神的名字是带有了权柄。
Through calling on His name to help, He will show you the way to do it.
所以呢，当你呼叫耶稣这个名字，他就会把这个路带到你的面前。
But listen to Him attentively and obey.
但是我们要听从他的话，更顺从他。
He will protect you from things that you are afraid of.
他会保护你。
Call on His name, Jesus, and ask Him to help you today.
呼求他的名。 叫他来帮助你，今天就帮助你。
Jesus can break into your poor situation and teach you how to receive God's provision.
神可以帮助，无论你的困境是怎么样，神都可以帮助你。
Remember God who is living inside of us, Emmanuel, God with us. He will never leave you or forsake you.
我们要记得神是以马内利，他是住在我们里面，他永远的不会离开我们，放弃我们。
So the conclusion today, as we come to the Christmas time, reflect on that His powerful name that saves. He has given you His power and His authority to use in His name. But the question is, are you using that powerful name?
今天我们这个时代，我们现在就庆祝这个圣诞节。当我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，我想大家记得耶稣的名字是带有很大的权柄的。我问你们要试想一个事情，就是说，你知道神来到这个世界上，他那么大的权柄，我们有没有使用这个权柄来帮助 其他人呢?
Remember that Jesus saves and He lives inside of you and me.
记得神耶稣来到这个世界上拯救了我们，而且他是住在我们里面。
Let's reflect and listen to this song. What a beautiful name of Jesus. And thank you for listening. Amen.
谢谢大家，让我们听一首诗歌。